Yeah, made the trip.
So, much similar game to yesterday, but this time you guys come out on top in OT. It's got to feel good, right?
Yeah, it's a very similar game. I thought for a lot of the game we were excellent. And just have a little bit of trouble putting the puck in the back of the net, but can't fault the battle level and the compete level, and we're working. So nice to see the guys get rewarded for that. Would like to get two last night, but we got two tonight, and so now all of a sudden we put a decent run together. That's all we can do.
Do you feel like you guys had a full effort throughout, you know, 60 minutes and into overtime?
Well, there's, I mean, still think we can be better. We kind of would like us to control the momentum a little bit better. I think in the second period, you know, they would kind of stretch us out a little bit. They were able to, never felt like things were out of control, but just felt like they were close to getting some more chances. Would like to see us lock it down a little bit better. It's going to happen sometimes, though, when you're in your head on the road. You know, they're going to have their stretches where they're very good. We'd like to just turn momentum back a bit quicker, but overall, it's a pretty good road game.
You have a majority of your games remaining this year against teams in the division and on the road. So a game like this, is that something to build off of for the last, you know, couple dozen games?
Yeah, we, you know, this is the formula. We're kind of a 2-1 team right now. That's just the way it is. So we've got to be tight defensively, be sharp defensively, get some good goaltending. You know, we'd like to score in the power play. PK was quite good tonight. We just kind of took too many penalties. Eventually, they broke us down. But that's sort of the formula.
With the schedule being what it is, do you feel like you guys control your own destiny going into a playoff push?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lots of head-to-heads left, and so it's up to us to get the wins we need. Well, that's a good situation to be in. We prefer not to have to be climbing. It's tough. A lot of these games go to overtime. It just seems like that's the way it is. So it makes it hard. But we are in control, and it's up to us to find a way to do it.
So some players moving as of late. Matheson Akapeli comes back up. You guys lose John Hayden, but you bring in Nolan Bayou. What's the roster turnover like at this point in the period or in the season? What are those guys coming in, you know, bring to the table?
Yeah, it's just constant. You know, there is turnover, and we got to find a way to integrate those guys as quickly as we can and get them up to speed with what we're trying to do. That's just the reality of it. Every team goes through it. I think happy for Hayes to get his chance again. He's played well up there. Same with Highmore, and so you know we've got to need other guys to sort of take over, you know, those roles. And you know we've got Ike back, and you know, he's a guy that can definitely. He's got the ability to score. He's got a great shot, and you know we just want him to. Part of why he went to Indy was just sort of you know get that feeling back, get that good feeling that he can make a difference in a game. And hopefully a little bit more pace, and when he's here, if he can find a way to get himself on the ice, be a guy we can rely upon to make plays and get out of D zone and give us some positive shifts, and we feel he will come through. So it was good to see him. He was good tonight, and hopefully he can give us some more.
What did you see from Jeff Glass tonight after a couple shaky starts since coming back?
Yeah, he was good. Very good. Exactly the kind of performance we needed. Not a ton of work early on, but you know he had to make some saves for us and let in one deflection. Can't ask for more.